listener production.
Hey there, Brianna Redhead with your local briefing. Work is underway to build a new dual-lane Brooking Channel Bridge at Fitzroy Crossing. The current structure is set to be demolished this month with a temporary crossing to be set up downstream. The $54 million project will stretch 127 metres and be similar to the new Fitzroy River Bridge. More than $150,000 to bolster the arts in our state's north. Two local projects named recipients in the state government's art projects grants. The funding to go towards an Indigenous arts outreach program and performance workshops. Pledge to drive so others survive. That's the message this National Road Safety Week. Charles Hain from the Road Safety Commission says all drivers have a responsibility to do the right thing.
We've had a really bad start to the year. 63 people have lost their lives on Western Australian roads, many of them in the regions. And in most cases, it's a case of people driving too fast.
The search for WA's best steak sanger has returned. Grand Central Tavern and two-year reigning champ Northwest Brewing Co. both contenders for this year's Country Prize. Voting is open online until May 27, when the top finalists will be announced. And budding young artists are encouraged to submit for this year's COSAC Children's Art Awards. Submissions open today for children aged 5 to 15 years old. This year's theme is Under the Sea. In sport, a huge round 4 in the West Kimberley Footy League at the weekend. The Cable Beach Greenbacks claimed victory over the Broome Bulls, the score 66-54, while Towns proved no match for the Emus, 138-26. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.